Stephen Teep, whose wife Irene died of cervical cancer in 2017, has accused the government of having blood on its hands.
The blood of my wife and the incredible friends I've made who have passed away is on the government's hands and those politicians who failed to listen.
All right. Well, the Department of Health welcomed the settlement between Stephen Teep and the Clinical Pathology Laboratories, Medlab Pathology and the HSE. That's the Department of Health. And it expressed its sincerest sympathies to the Teep family. And the HSE said it fully apologised to Stephen Teep, Oscar and Noah Teep and their wider family for the pain they suffered for the loss of Stephen's wife, Irene. Is it time for a government apology in the Dáil?
Well... The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar reiterated apology in the Dáil on the 15th of November, and in that, when speaking with Vicky Phelan, and in that he said, I reiterate the apology I made in the Dáil when I was Taoiseach as well. And when he was making that apology, he met with, where he outlined that he was sorry that the loved ones of family members who lost people to this were failed by the state. And he said that in preparation for those apologies that he met with a lot of the families who've unfortunately had to go through this horrible, horrible thing. My thoughts are really with Miss Teep's two young boys who don't have a mother, her husband who doesn't have a wife, and her family who don't have a daughter and a sister. And it is excruciatingly sad, but the Taoiseach has apologised about it, and I've no doubt that the Taoiseach would be
specifically
happy to do the same.
To this family?
But the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has apologised to everybody who were failed by the cervical screening. So that apology is there. It exists already. But if it was the case that individual apologies were required by families, I don't think anyone would have any issue.
All right, Alice Mary Higgins.
Well, what I think in terms of really showing sincerity and regret is around changing policies. And so Stephen Teep was really clear that it's political decisions around outsourcing, political decisions around working with lowest bidder that have contributed to this. And so it's not solely a matter of, you know, that you're sorry it happens. It's how we prevent it. And in fact, I have legislation. It's finishing at report stage in the Shannon on Tuesday, for example, on procurement. Because one of the really terrible things about this, one of the reasons that we had the situation we have in cervical check, or certainly a contributing factor perhaps, is the fact that it was lowest bidder only. So that contract was awarded on price only without quality criteria. I'm bringing legislation to require that contracts would be gone on a price quality basis, where you have to consider both price and quality. And cervical check, the idea of something so intimately important to women's health, contract being awarded solely to the lowest bidder, is absolutely outrageous. That's something that should never happen again. That's one way the government could start showing that they're sincere about it, as well as, of course, changes to doctors and disclosure issues.
Kathleen Funchin.
Yeah, so, I mean, this situation is, heartbreaking, doesn't even really describe, because it's, I can't even imagine what it must be like, not just for Stephen Teep and his family, but for all of the families of the women. We owe them so much, for the fact that they spoke out and they made us aware of this situation. But really, I mean, an apologies are really important, but I think they have to be matched with action. And that's really what people want to see. I mean, Vicky Phelan had said, you know, that she had wanted to see mandatory disclosure and she wanted to see a certain action taken. And that seemed to be what Stephen Teep was indicating as well this evening in his words. And I think it's really important that we do that we have the mandatory disclosure. You know, the legislation was up for debate last night and I think the right decision was taken. It was one of the few times I feel like since I've been in the Dáil that I saw, you know, a really correct decision being taken, that it's they're coming back to it in early January to make sure that it is correct.
Right.
Because, you know, there was only originally 2 hours allocated to it yesterday. It wasn't enough time. And crucially, it needed to have the part about the mandatory disclosure for women. I mean, that is so, so important. And I suppose just one last point I want to make on it. It is very frustrating. Apologies, they have to be matched with action. And it's so frustrating when you see apologies and then the same people who are apologising will say, well, we need to get this through now, or they're kind of trying to justify to you why they're not doing what they should be doing. So I just think it's really important for all of those women, because that's what they wanted. They didn't want this to happen again to other women, as well as obviously, I can't even imagine the devastation for families, going through that, but that they're thinking of other people and other women for it not to happen to them.
Craig Hughes, it took up more time. There's been more time allowed for it in the Dáil. It's a rare occasion where people come together to find more time to agree with each other in the new year.
Well, they didn't initially agree. I mean, there was accusations from within government of filibustering bustering of the opposition, and they did take some talking to get them to come down on it. From the government's point of view, I think they perhaps got it in their head wrongly that, I mean, so this probably means that it won't get the Shannon until after Christmas now, perhaps, right? So I think they were quite conscious of not getting this done before Christmas, which perhaps wasn't the right mindset to take on something so serious, to be worrying about that point of it.
Right, okay.